What's going on, everyone? It's Bluff here, and we're driving through the states in the Bluffmobile, and the best thing that we can do is play our favorite casino-style games on SpinQuest. They have over 1,000 games, including live dealer, blackjack, and craps, with tons of slots and unlimited options. You can get a $30 coin pack for just $10 for new users. Sign up today. Go to SpinQuest.com right now.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
Get it? The Bird Show.
Producer Tracy Kinney joins us, proud mother of Ella Grace
Hello.
Kinney.
Hola. Hi.
How's Ella?
She's good. She's standing up on her own, which is scary because she falls back. But anyway,
how old is Ella now?
She is 10 and a half months. And she's as cute as can be.
Thank you for saying that in months, not weeks. I appreciate that.
I couldn't even tell you this at this point.
Tracy, I love you for that, because Tracy has never been a weeks girl.
I lost count at 3 months.
Yeah. Good for you. Thank God.
Like, that is so... How old is your kid?
I'm sorry, it's annoying. 52, I'm sorry, moms, it's annoying.
52 weeks. You mean a year?
No, I mean 52 weeks. Yeah, come on.
3 days.
I don't care that much.
I want to start giving my age in weeks. I'm going to do the math. Melissa, how old are you? I'm 2,000 weeks.
That's funny. I
and looking all
out.
Of 1,500.
Right. So Tracy is down here because she had, with little baby Ella, who is so beautiful, you can't help but comment on it, had a strange encounter with somebody who wanted to comment on Ella's looks and then just went one sentence too far.
Oh, no.
And it was a quick one sentence too far.
And it's totally random. So the hope is somebody would be able to explain the mentality of this random complimenter to us. 404-741-Q100.
Yeah, it was a complete... I mean, I didn't know this lady whatsoever. Ella and I were at the grocery store. I had her in one of those little baby Bjorn things, and she's facing forward so she can wave at everybody.
And like she's in a parade. Ella, do you want to go to the parade? Yay!
Yay!
You're the Grand Marshal.
This lady walks up to me, and she comments on how beautiful Ella is, which I was, I'm like, oh, thank you so much. That was the first sentence. Your daughter is so beautiful. I say thank you so much. Her next sentence is, will she be homeschooled? I'm like, what?
Really?
She really said that. And
yes,
you don't know this person.
Two sentences into this conversation, I've never met this lady. And she said, will she be homeschooled? And I didn't know what to say. I was like, well, she's only 11 months. We haven't exactly gotten that far. And then she goes to tell me, she's like, well, you do know that research shows.
Are you kidding me?
That.
And the baby's not even a year.
And you don't know this woman.
I
and
have never seen
store.
This woman in my
oh,
life.
Oh, my God.
Research shows that those children that are homeschooled have a higher rate of graduating from college than those that are not. And I said, well, we haven't even discussed it. I'm not opposed to it. But I mean, I didn't even know what to say to this lady because I didn't want to offend her. But then I said, I guess it would depend on whether or not I could afford not to work. And she goes, well, it is worth the sacrifice.
No.
Oh my God.
What? How random. Did this woman have children with her?
No, she was a little bit older. I would say that she was probably in her 60s. So,
really?
I mean, if she had children, they'd probably grown by now. And then she went on to tell me that of all the women that she knows who have children that are homeschooled, their children are better behaved and more intelligent than the women whose kids are not homeschooled.
How long was this conversation with random stranger
like
lady?
4 minutes long.
Wow.
Yeah,
and
you should have been like, I'm sorry, my milk's getting warm. I got to go to the...
I'd be like, are
I
you
gotta
kidding
check
me?
Out. I got to go home.
I started. Wow. I tried to like prompt Ella to say, "Okay, say bye-bye, bye-bye, yeah. Say bye-bye."
Oh my God!
Hey, Michelle, welcome to the show.
Weird.
Thanks.
How are you?
Hey,
good. How are you?
Good.
I had a really weird conversation with a woman like this in a clothing store with my oldest son.
Okay.
She approached me the same way. She approached me to say how beautiful my baby was and did I have plans to homeschool him. And
really?
I found out later through a friend of mine that they go out on these missions to recruit homeschoolers.
No way. They're like really Jehovah's Witnesses.
So my baby really isn't beautiful?
Oh. I'm sure she's just lovely.
But in that seems weird to me that you're homeschooling.
Weird.
So you're in an enclosed environment with your family, but they're going to recruit this like they're a collective. I don't know. It's just,
it's a cult.
That sounds weird to me.
It does make sense, though, because it was the most bizarre situation that she had to have been on a mission. Like those Mary Kay people when you go...
Yes,
you know
when
about?
You're out in the middle of the day and they approach you to sell Mary
yes.
Kay.
Mm-hmm.
What is this?
they like anytime you're at like a female targeted store, like a Target or a TJ Maxx or something, random women will come up to you and they'll say, you know, you look like a very career-minded woman.
What?
And you're like,
what?
Oh, yeah, thank you. And they're like, have you ever considered a career in Mary Kay? It happens all the time.
So that's their pitch. Like, they didn't see you trying to find a set of towels in the be it back at TJ Maxx and go, God, look at the way she is sorting out the gray ones and the blue ones. That is
no, they just approach women that are out and about during the day because they assume that you don't have a job. I get approached a lot because
yes,
I'll
so
run like once I leave work. I mean, our 8-hour day is like by 12 or 1. And so I'll go run errands and do stuff or whatever. But I get approached a lot for all kinds of like home jobs like that because they assume that you aren't working, you know, if you're out and about during the day.
Weird.
Hey, Crystal, welcome to the show.
Hey.
How are you?
Morning.
Doing fine. Yeah, I just wanted to make a comment. I was actually, I have an 11 and a half month old baby girl myself, and I was shopping for baby food one day, and this woman was in there in the aisle next to me with her little boy, and she just started talking to me randomly about how he likes to play with himself and pull on his private areas, and she just doesn't know how to get him to stop.
Oh, my God. You're like, lady, go away.
So it's just like random mom advice? Like, oh, yeah. we're both moms.
Well, I mean,
so.
I don't even know if it was advice because I have a girl and she had a boy, obviously, but it was just so crazy. She just started talking about it and then she wouldn't shut up. I couldn't walk away from her.
Maybe was the boy about the same age as your girl?
I mean, he was maybe a few months younger. I mean, he looked around the same age. But, yeah, she just started talking about it and how, like, when she's giving him a bath, he'll just sit there and play.
And doodle. And,
okay. Hey, wow. Tanya, welcome to the show.
Hey, guys. Hey. The same thing happened to me. I was approached by a woman for about homeschool, and I believe that this is a cult trying to breed attractive, beautiful, intelligent people.
Wait, what?
Huh? Why do you think it's a cult?
Because it's sort of like what you said before about the whole Jehovah Witness, and I'm not saying Jehovah Witnesses are a cult, but I'm saying it's the same pattern. They're attractive children because, of course, my child is attractive. Attractive children that they pursue, and you know all about the homeschool. So that's my fear. My fear is just this weird Stepford Children program that they're trying to put together.
Some futuristic breed, the ultimate human society.
I'm fascinated by homeschoolers going to recruit.
That is fascinating to me. And further,
it shows that they have social skills to go in and try to recruit for homeschool.
God, it just further fuels my fire against it.
I am not planning on homeschooling, Ella.
Thank you, Tracy.
Keep in mind, Tracy also has 3.5 years to decide on Ella's education. So if you do see her walking around Perimeter Mall, back off.
So strange that they're recruiting.
Listen, it's The Vert Show.
Here is something else I wanted to share with you guys also. This may take a second, but weeks ago, my wife gave me this. She works at an Atlanta recovery residence, and they passed this out a couple of weeks ago. And I'm not normally, you know, like when you send spam and it's always those feel-good stories and stuff like that. Generally, I get so many of them that I've stopped reading them because they really don't touch me all that much. But my wife came, and she gave me this a few weeks ago, and I just think at this point in my life, it just hit me on a different level.
Okay.
And it totally made sense to me, and see if it makes sense to you guys also. It says, how often do you let other people's nonsense change your mood? Do you let a bad driver, a rude waiter, curt boss, or an insensitive employee ruin your day? Unless you're the Terminator, for an instant, you're probably set back on your heels. However, the mark of a successful person is how quickly that person can get back their focus on what's important. 16 years ago, I learned this story. I learned it in the back of a New York City taxi cab. Here's what happened. I hopped in a taxi, and we took off for Grand Central Station. We were driving in the right lane when all of a sudden, a black car jumped out of a parking space right in front of us. My taxi driver slammed on his brakes, skidded, and missed the other car's back end by just inches. The driver of the other car, the guy who almost caused a big accident, whipped his head around, and he started yelling bad words at us. My taxi driver just smiled and waved at the guy. And I mean, he was friendly. So I said, why did you just do that? And this guy almost ruined your car and sent us to the hospital. And this is when my taxi driver told me what I now call the law of the garbage truck. Many people are like garbage trucks. They run around full of garbage, full of frustration, full of anger, and full of disappointment. And their garbage piles up. They need a place to dump it. If you let them, they'll dump it on you. When someone wants to dump on you, don't take it personally. Just smile, wave, wish them well, and move on. You'll be happy you did. So this was it, the law of the garbage truck. And I started thinking, how often do I get garbage trucks running right over me? And how often do I take their garbage and spread it to other people at work, at home, on the streets? And it was that day I said, I'm not doing it anymore. I began to see garbage trucks. Like in the movie The Sixth Sense, the little boy said, I see dead people. Well, now I see garbage trucks. I see the load that they're carrying. I see them coming to drop it off. And like my taxi driver, I don't make it a personal thing. I just smile and I wave. I wish them well and I move on. Good leaders know they have to be ready for their next meeting. Good parents know that they have to welcome their children home from school with hugs and kisses. Leaders and parents know that they have to be fully present and at their best for the people that they care about. The bottom line is that successful people do not let garbage trucks take over their day. So what about you? What would happen in your life starting today if you let more garbage trucks pass you by? So here's my bet. You'd be happier. Life's too short to wake up in the morning with the regrets. So love the people who treat you right. Forget about the ones who don't. Believe that everything happens for a reason. If you get a chance, take it. And if it changes your life, let it.
Aww, that's great.
Cool. I did love that.
I love that.
And you know how there are some things that just hit you at one point in your life and you're right in the middle of it and you're like, nah, that's it right there for me.
Mm-hmm. To have the opposite response of what people expect.
Yeah. And then you realize how much, you know, like I've been garbage truck for sure. You know, everybody's been a garbage truck.
Of course.
But I just love that. Mm-hmm. And I wanted to share it with you guys for a long time. And we'll put it up online at Q100Atlanta.com.
Awesome.
Right? Very cool.
This is The Bird Show.
This episode is brought to you by Vinted. Hey, it's Cassie, and this is your heads up that you're probably sitting on a fat stack of cash and you don't even realize it. Y'all, I took a look at my closet the other day, like truly looked at it, and I realized I probably don't wear half of it. It's just sitting there taking up space and guilt-tripping me every time I buy a new piece of clothing, reminding me that, oh, I'm running out of closet space and I have all these beautiful clothes I never ever wear, and it's become this weird pain point in my life. And then I found Vinted. Vinted is a secondhand app that makes it easy for everyday people like you and me to sell pre-loved fashion and earn some extra money. Vinted was the motivation I needed to clean out my closet, and I'm betting it's the same for you. So picture this. You use Vinted. Now you've got a less cluttered closet, a refreshed wardrobe with new pieces that you don't feel guilty about, and you made money. It's a win-win-win. And the extra nice part is that listing items on Vinted is quick and simple, and once an item sells, Vinted creates the prepaid shipping label for you. So if you're ready to clean out your closet and make some extra money, download the Vinted app for free and start listing. With no seller fees, you keep every dollar you earn, and for a limited time, you can enjoy free shipping in the U.S. on Vinted. Can't wait to see what y'all are selling.
Hanging out at the pool is great. Relaxing and playing Vegas-style games on my phone at the same time. Drink in one hand and a blackjack in the other. It's all at SpinQuest. Over 1,000 games, including your favorite slots and table games. Be cool with this summer special. New players get $30 coin packs for 10 at SpinQuest.com.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
This is The Bird Show.
Asking all of you here in the room to grab a pen.
Okay.
Pen.
Check.
This weekend, I am going up to Baltimore, which is where the Preakness is held. That's the second leg of the Triple Crown, the horse race.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm going to place a bet for each one of you.
Okay.
Oh, cool.
Perfect. Awesome.
What I'm going to do, though, is just read the names of the horses. And... Oh. You can't look at the odds. You can't look at the jockey. You can't look at how they've done. You can't look at stats. You can't do anything.
Okay.
You're betting this, and I'm going to tell you why we're doing it this way.
Okay.
All right.
And I hate this story. Ugh. I feel sick even telling it.
Okay.
But a few years ago.
Oh, I think I've heard this story.
Oh, I'm sure you have. If you're friends with Jessica, you've heard this story. A few years ago, I got to go to the Kentucky Derby, and it was Jessica and I and our friends Jeff and Kristen, and the four of us went together, and we got into, and I never realized this until I attended these events, there's a whole afternoon of races. There's one race that's the Kentucky Derby.
Correct.
But there's 12 races going on. The seventh or eighth one is the actual Derby.
Mm-hmm. Right.
So We got there in the second or third race, and we got, you know, our mint julep and our what's the drink there? Is that what it is, mint julep?
That is it.
Okay, mm-hmm. So you get the mint julep, and mm-hmm. you look at all the pretty ladies in their hats, and you take the pictures in front of the sign, and then you start to bet mm-hmm. on the races before the Derby.
Right.
And so we were standing in line, and of course, Jeff and I are guys, and I'm pretty convinced that no guy knows how to read a horse program, but every guy pretends. So Jeff and I are studying, the other Jeff and I are studying very closely, trying to determine mathematically which horse has got the best odds of coming in and winning, okay. right? And Kristen and Jessica are standing there looking for cute horse names.
Mm-hmm.
That's funny. I mean, it's very girl-like.
Yeah. So Kristen...
Because they are very clever mm-hmm. and unique, and they should be rewarded for their creativity.
So Kristen decides that she likes... Kristen and Jeff both... Kristen and Jessica are both debating on these horses that have found three horse names that are all like cute to them. Mm-hmm. I think, if I'm not mistaken, every horse name had the word cat in it somehow.
Okay.
And, you know, Jessica is an animal lover. Her friend Kristen is an animal lover. And, you know, she had a cat at the time who she was obsessed with. And it was her, you know, that was she always talked about her cat. So I think that bonding thing, they decided that those three horses, and I suggested mm-hmm. playing them as a trifecta.
Okay.
And that means you bet all three horses to come in first, second, or third. Mm-hmm. And if you win, you know.
That's a lot of money.
Really great
big
odds.
Money, yeah.
Yeah.
So Kristen goes, I'm going to do it. $10 on the trifecta for blah, blah, blah. And she named the horses. She gets in line. And then Jessica gets in line behind her and says, I'm going to do it too. And Jessica has her $10. And then I said to Jessica, I'm like, look, you just don't bet the trifecta. The odds of all those horses are terrible. They're all 12-1. You know, let Kristen have her fun, but just put one horse in there that could do really well. You know, like you have no shot with these three.
Right. Like
pick
don't
another
be,
one.
Don't be silly.
Yeah. Don't be an idiot.
Look at the statistics.
Right. Don't be stupid.
Because you
Come
know.
On.
Right.
Yeah.
Because you know horses.
Look at it. I'm reading the horse program.
Yeah. You're like, I know the numbers.
That big number is bigger than the second number, so it's not good. I know that. So Jessica mixed it up, right? So we go watch the race. Mm-hmm. Guess what happened?
Her friend.
Trifecta.
Kristen's trifecta came in.
How much money did she win?
Well, the thing
That's
is.
That's crazy.
Look, it came in and I'm like, oh my. And I remember doing this. I watched the three horse and I go, oh my God, you. And I'm turning to look at Kristen and my eyes went over Jessica and I go, oh my God, Kristen, you just.
Because Jessica
Congratulations.
Is giving you an evil stare.
Mm-hmm.
So nobody knew how to like read the board and all that mm-hmm. stuff. And I did. I have been to a horse race a lot of times. So I knew. And so Kristen says, you know, how much did I win? And I said, I looked up at the board and I was like, wow. You know,
because it comes up.
Yeah. And I said like 2260 or, you know, whatever the amount was that they put up on the thing. And so everybody's like, hey, high five, you know, first win. Woo, 2260. And so she went up to the counter and we're all going to take a picture, you know, of her getting her 2260. And it was $2,260.
Yeah, I was about to say, Whoa. That's not $22. Yeah.
That's crazy.
For the trifecta.
Was Jessica so mad at you?
You have no idea.
Oh,
like, I
no.
actually
She's
had
still
to,
mad at you, isn't she?
I actually had to tell her. Like a race or two later, I'm like, you're going to need to shake it off. Like,
she couldn't shake it.
Yeah, I was like, go drink, go do something because it's going to ruin
Honey,
your whole
you
day.
It cost her $2,200.
Oh, God.
And then you go
Jessica
and tell her to
Shumps
shake it off.
Jessica can make that stretch.
Yes. Yeah.
She can stretch $2,200 mm-hmm. really far.
We would still be living off that $2,200.
Yes. Yes. Do you know how many clearance racks she could have gone through with $2,260?
A lot.
So,
whew.
Here's,
so we're gonna pick for this weekend.
Yeah, here's my point okay. with the Preakness. I'm just gonna read the horse names.
Okay.
And you guys write down which one or two or three you think will win, okay. which names you like, and then I'll place the bet for you. And if
is
you,
it a win bet or is it a trifecta bet?
You can do it however you want.
Okay.
If you like three horse names, I'll get you a trifecta. If you like two horse names, I'll get you the thing that's like a trifecta but only for two.
The double fecta.
Daily double-ish thing. And No, it's not a daily double.
The duet.
Yep. And if you just want to pick one to come in first or second,
okay.
whatever you want. Here are the
Got
horse
it.
Names. Ready?
Got it.
Ready.
Super Saver.
Mm-hmm.
Ooh, I like that one.
Patio Prado. And that's spelled PADDYOPRADO. This one I don't know how to pronounce. Akente. Aikenite. I feel like I'm looking at the license plate, somebody who did a personalized plate that I really don't understand.
Can I get the origin?
Aikenite. Aikenite. Like clay Aikenite. Cara Cortado. Pleasant Prince. Noblin.
Can you spell that?
Dublin. Yawana Twist. Yawanna Twist. Yawana Twist. Schoolyard Dreams. Northern Giant. Jackson Bend. Looking at Lucky. And First Dude.
Okay.
Got your picks, Melissa?
Got my picks.
Who do you like?
I'm going to do Jackson Bend to win.
Jackson Bend to win.
But I got two more. You're going to do a trifecta for me.
You got it.
Pleasant Prince to Place.
Yes.
And the one you couldn't pronounce to show.
Got it.
What was the last name you said?
First Dude.
That's awesome.
What do you like, Hobby?
I got Looking at Lucky to win, Dublin in second, and Super Saver in third.
I will place that bet. Did Super Saver win the Derby, right?
Mm-hmm. Won the Derby.
And Wendell?
I'm going with Super Saver to win, Schoolyard Dreams to place, and then First Dude in third.
First Dude in third. I will place those bets for you.
Yes.
Good luck. I think it's about 5 o'clock on Saturday.
Okay.
So
yeah, it starts 4:30 on NBC actually.
And you know what I have to do whenever I place a bet for someone? I should have thought of this before I offered to do this for the whole room.
Uh oh.
I always have to place the same bet.
Just in case.
Because I'd be mad if y'all won. And this isn't even
so you're
like
playing the same bet for all. You're playing the same ticket.
I'll have to play two of Jen's bet, two of your bet, two of Wendy's bet, because I'll be mad. You know, it's not like when I take your money and go to Vegas and go, eh, geez, sorry, it just never came up. Though it did.
Right.
Like, I really got to place the bet this time. So.
It's the Burt Show.
This episode is brought to you by Vinted. Hey, it's Cassie, and this is your heads up that you're probably sitting on a fat stack of cash and you don't even realize it. Y'all, I took a look at my closet the other day, like truly looked at it, and I realized I probably don't wear half of it. It's just sitting there taking up space and guilt-tripping me every time I buy a new piece of clothing, reminding me that, oh, I'm running out of closet space and I have all these beautiful clothes I never ever wear, and it's become this weird pain point in my life. And then I found Vinted. Vinted is a secondhand app that makes it easy for everyday people like you and me to sell pre-loved fashion and earn some extra money. Vinted was the motivation I needed to clean out my closet, and I'm betting it's the same for you. So picture this. You use Vinted. Now you've got a less cluttered closet, a refreshed wardrobe with new pieces that you don't feel guilty about, and you made money. It's a win-win-win. And the extra nice part is that listing items on Vinted is quick and simple, and once an item sells, Vinted creates the prepaid shipping label for you. So if you're ready to clean out your closet and make some extra money, download the Vinted app for free and start listing. With no seller fees, you keep every dollar you earn, and for a limited time, you can enjoy free shipping in the U.S. on Vinted. Can't wait to see what y'all are selling.
You know what? It sucks to be bored. But when I get on my phone and play real casino games on SpinQuest.com, the time flies by. That two-hour wait at the DMV seems like 10 minutes. Play your favorite slots, live blackjack, live craps, with a live dealer. New players' $30 coin packs are on sale for 10 bucks. Play SpinQuest.com and you'll never be bored again.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
This is The Burt Show.
And I think what we will do here is we will continue our Bachelorette Party Survival Guide.
Yeah, we've been doing this series on Bachelorette parties because right now we are in the thick of wedding season.
Oh,
and it is all happening. Everybody's got their wedding dates either, you know, coming up really soon or in the next couple of months because everybody wants to get married in pretty weather. Mm-hmm. What comes before the wedding is, of course, the Bachelor and Bachelorette parties. We're focusing on the Bachelorette ones because they're just more wild and crazy and more fun. So we talked about the best places to go for your bachelorette party in Atlanta.
Because there are some bars and some places that are just more bachelorette party friendly than others. They don't even want you there.
Exactly. Exactly. So we talked about that. And then we talked about the best strippers in Atlanta, if you want to hire them. And those lists are up online right now at Q100Atlanta.com if you need to consult them while you're planning for your next bachelorette party.
And if you can't go online, you could just call our intern Bianca and she could just fill it in.
She knew a lot of
them. Yeah, it was strangely. She knew the top six or seven guys. There was another one. What else are we missing?
We talked about the games because I saw three bachelorette parties just this weekend alone. And they were all doing different fun games. So we talked about the different games you can play while you're out and about with your bachelorette party. One was a scavenger hunt this weekend, which I was laughing at. So,
and these are all posted up online. So that can alleviate the email that we get so much this time of year. Like, what do we do for a bachelorette party? So today we're focusing on what?
On like decorations and different party favors that you need and where you can go to get them. Because, you know, you got to have the straws in the shape of the manhood. Funny. You got to have, you know, the, you know, different buttons with the names on them and the boas and all the stuff that you need. You know, the fake veil, because you don't want to wear a real veil. You know, you got to get like the cheesy veil or whatever else that you need to go out on that night. Where do you go and get it?
So 404-741-Q100. There are just a couple of stores, right?
That, yeah, I was going to say.
Service that kind of thing?
When you talk about the more adult stuff, I think Insurrection is a good place to go because there's a section in Insurrection that is just for party favors.
And they have a lot of those locations around, right?
Mm-hmm. They're all over Metro Atlanta. So
Melissa actually has them all tattooed. Each location is tattooed on her forearm.
She has a map. Well, just so she doesn't forget.
If you need longitude and latitude lines, she knows them all.
Some people have maps with the push pins in where they've been around the world. I have them where Insurrection is. Okay, so what?
I think that's going to be my next Bing.com commercial. If you need to, you know, look for the map apps for your Insurrection,
yes.
Right, so we're looking for two things. We're looking for different decorations, and we're looking for the places that you get them also. It's like a party city. Do they have a section for that? Is
party
that more friend?
They have like a G-rated type of bachelorette party stuff. So they'll have like the buttons you can wear that say like, I'm a flirt or kiss me or, you know, silly but very PG.
Tame.
Stuff. Yeah, very tame stuff. But cute. Mm-hmm. Definitely cute things.
What about a Spencer's? Spencer's has kind of some crazy stuff Spencer's in the back. Does.
Nobody's ever bought anything from Spencer's.
Really?
You just
no, that's
go
a place
in there.
You go and you check everything
out.
You touch
things. You touch the little light thing.
The little thing that electricity goes into your finger, but you don't buy
and
it.
And then the big thing where you touch it and the fluorescent lights change color. Yeah. You think they do because you touched it.
I don't even know that you're allowed to buy anything there.
Or you go through the posters like you're going to buy them, but for some reason you go through the posters laughing at all the beer stuff, nude pictures.
All right, places to go to get the stuff for the bachelorette party and the different decorations also.
Mm-hmm.
Not a lot of calls today. 404-741-Q100. Hey, Debbie.
Hey, how you doing, guys?
Good. How are you?
eBay, you can get. I've got cookie. I've got candy makers. I make penises all the time. I'm sorry. I make private parts. I've got boobs I can make for guys' parties. I've got cookie cutters that make the male things.
Okay.
That's awesome.
I do. I've got all kinds of stuff. You get blow up things the girl can tote with her, but eBay has all that stuff you can get. That's where we got all of our stuff.
I do remember a couple years ago going online and ordering a bundt pan, like for a cake.
I have cakes, things. I have a whole cabinet full of stuff for all those kinds of parties.
Are you married?
Yes. Well, not actually. I've just been living together in sin for a long time.
I just say he loves that cabinet.
he does actually. Like whenever there's like Valentine's parties, I make, you know, candies for the girls and.
Because I was going to say, if you were single and a guy came over and he just happened, oh, where's a plate? Oh, I'll check this cabinet and all that's in there.
It was actually we met at Parents Without Partners. It was actually Valentine's. I made a bunch of the candies, and we had chocolate melting parties, you know, who could melt their chocolate faster stuff. That was actually what impressed him with me.
Okay.
And we've been together ever since.
All right.
Is there a certain section on eBay that you look for something like this? Because this feels
I
like
think it's like bachelorette parties or gag gifts for bachelorette parties.
Because I think you're walking a fine line. If you did that on Craigslist, you're going to get a whole bunch of different things.
eBay. But I would have never thought of eBay. That's smart.
Mm-hmm. But you got to give yourself a little time, you know, with eBay to do it and have it sent to you.
404-741-Q100. Hey, Brittany.
Hey.
Hey, what's up?
Nothing. I just lost my voice.
Oh, then you've done the wrong thing today.
I actually went to my best friend's bachelor party on Saturday, and that resulted from my losing my voice.
Okay, all right, you got plenty of good reason. So where do you go to get decorations and stuff like that?
You actually just knocked it, but we, in fact, went to Spencer's.
Oh, you did?
You did to Spencer's. Okay, so they do have stuff.
They do. Well, my husband was stationed out in Fort Hood during our wedding. Out in Texas, and there's pretty much nothing out there whatsoever but a tiny little rinky-dink mall, and the only thing out there is Spencer's, but they have a very, very large adult section.
Okay,
great. Thank
awesome.
You very much.
No problem.
All right. She's like, even though I don't have a voice, I still got to stick up for Spencer's, man. Right.
Try to go into Spencer's. Try not to touch that stuff.
Help the other women.
Good morning, Anderson. You are on The Burt Show.
Good Hey, good morning, guys. I love you. I missed you when I was in Michigan. It's good
thanks.
To be back home.
Thank you, man.
Welcome home.
You can get that stuff over at Brushstrokes. They have a whole selection.
Mm-hmm.
Brushstrokes?
Yeah. It's over by Ainslie Mall.
Yeah, it's over at Ainslie Mall.
Mm-hmm.
What is that?
It's in a shopping center behind it, and it's a novelty store.
Okay.
Oh, okay.
This is a great place to get stuff.
And what's the name of it again?
Brushstrokes.
Brushstrokes, okay.
Never even heard of that.
That's good stuff. Brushstrokes.
Carl wrote down Brushstrokes.
Oh, that's what I thought y'all were saying. I didn't understand.
Brushstrokes.
Like if you were painting, not swimming.
Brushstrokes.
Whole different store.
Hey, Alana, good morning. You're on The Burt Show.
Hey, you can go to pureromance.com.
We should have thought of that.
Of course.
Mm-hmm. Pureromance.com has everything. I mean, from the most basic stuff to the naughty, naughty stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
Thank you very much.
No problem.
I sound almost irritated.
No problem. She was probably from Pure Romance I'm a paid advertiser.
Duh. Been in there.
Hey, Laura, good morning. You're on The Burt Show.
I thought that was after your marriage.
There is a great place in front of Harry's Food Market off of Roswell Road. It's actually a sex store, but inside they have tons of bachelorette party stuff, like the nasty stuff you guys are looking for.
Well, do you know the name of the store?
No, I don't, but it's right in front of Harry's, and it's a sex store.
Right in front of Harry's on Roswell Road?
That's funny.
Yeah.
You say in Sandy Springs?
I think it's actually in Marietta.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
Gotcha. Thank you.
In front of Harry's in Marietta.
Wendy, you just wanted to say Harry's.
I did. That's funny. I didn't even get that till right now.
Oh. All right, Karen, one more for us.
This, That, and Other on Cobb Parkway.
That, and Other. What else? What is that all about?
It's just a novelty store that has everything.
Okay. Sounds just like any novelty store. Mm-hmm. You're good to go. Thank you very much.
Sure.
That's good stuff. No. There was some of those I had never heard of before.
Mm-hmm.
Very cool.
All right. So the entire list of the ultimate sort of bachelorette party survival guide, all up online right now, Q100Atlanta.com.
Woo, right, penis straws. Yeah.
Go get them, girl.
Woo.
Find your penis straws. They're all up online right now.
The Burt Show.
This episode is brought to you by Vinted. Hey, it's Cassie, and this is your heads up that you're probably sitting on a fat stack of cash and you don't even realize it. Y'all, I took a look at my closet the other day, like truly looked at it, and I realized I probably don't wear half of it. It's just sitting there taking up space and guilt-tripping me every time I buy a new piece of clothing, reminding me that, oh, I'm running out of closet space and I have all these beautiful clothes I never ever wear, and it's become this weird pain point in my life. And then I found Vinted. Vinted is a secondhand app that makes it easy for everyday people like you and me to sell pre-loved fashion and earn some extra money. Vinted was the motivation I needed to clean out my closet, and I'm betting it's the same for you. So picture this. You use Vinted. Now you've got a less cluttered closet, a refreshed wardrobe with new pieces that you don't feel guilty about, and you made money. It's a win-win-win. And the extra nice part is that listing items on Vinted is quick and simple, and once an item sells, Vinted creates the prepaid shipping label for you. So if you're ready to clean out your closet and make some extra money, download the Vinted app for free and start listing. With no seller fees, you keep every dollar you earn, and for a limited time, you can enjoy free shipping in the U.S. on Vinted. Can't wait to see what y'all are selling.
Hey guys, Lady Luck here. Are you going on any road trips this summer? I know I'm going to be going on a bunch of road trips. And being that I'm going to be passenger princess, I love playing on SpinQuest.com. SpinQuest has all of my favorite slot games, live blackjack, live craps. Head on over to SpinQuest right now and get yourself a $30 coin pack for just $10.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
Burt Show.
Katie Jo and I have a fundamental parenting difference that I have just discovered. So Katie and I have been together, my girlfriend, for 4 years now, and we have talked about being parents, and my embryos are in a freezer here in Atlanta, so we are on our way to be parents in a couple years. But, you know, and so we've, of course, talked about parenting because I think it's very important before you have children to talk about how you will have and raise
Absolutely.
And what you do with these children, because I think you need to be on the same page with that before you have children. But, you know, when it comes to whether or not we're going to spank our kids, check. We're on the same page on that. When it comes to whether we would homeschool our kids or not, check. We are on the same page as that. When it comes to, I mean, college, everything, check, check. Everything, we're on the same page.
You're not going to homeschool your kids, right?
No.
Yeah, I don't trust
but,
you.
But one fundamental difference we have is haircuts. We fight about kids' haircuts every time we go out and see them. And especially boys' haircuts, oddly enough, more so than girls. So even though I know Justin Bieber has made his haircut famous, that haircut's been around for a couple of years before Justin Bieber, you know, was on the scene.
Sure.
You know, that kind of shaggy, long haircut. I mean, this is just an example. So we're having breakfast the other morning, you know, the other weekend rather, and we're having breakfast on a Sunday morning, and we're sitting there, and there were it was a family there with one of their kids who's like a teenage boy, and he has one of these shaggy haircuts and always has to kind of shake his head to get his hair out of his eyes, like any guy with that haircut does, including Justin Bieber. And so he was doing that anyway. He was walking out, and Katie almost like slammed her coffee cup down because she said
she's the randomly mad person, isn't she? Like, I thought it was you for a while, but she's the one who just gets feisty about odd things.
Well, I tend to get feisty about, you know, things that I think are serious issues, and she's very laid back on most everything. But there are things that, yeah, she will randomly get so angry about, and this haircut is one of them.
Okay.
And so I am one who I'm just not that anal when it comes to haircuts, and when it comes especially teenagers, if you're going to dye your hair, if you're going to cut your hair, if you're going to do something funky, I mean, you know,
whatever you're going to do.
Do whatever you're going to do, because I do see it as a form of expression. I do get that. What's the big deal?
Mm-hmm.
And but Katie is so old school. Like, I think she wants, you know, she wants a traditional haircut, hair, clean cut. She wants the girls to have long hair and, you know, all this. And so, anyway, I realized that, and that wasn't the only time that she has complained about that. But any time that we're out and there's a haircut, I don't know whether it's this, if it's a braids that just aren't quite symmetrical, if it's,
is it specifically for boys, or she's critical about boys and girls?
I mean, it's boys and girls, but it ends up being about boys more so, because I just think that sometimes the most radical hairstyles, the radical things you see, are usually on a guy's head.
So, like Kate Hudson's little boy, Ryder,
mm-hmm.
she lets him have really, really long hair.
Oh, Katie would.
Like, he almost looks like a girl. He's got that little boy. Had the longest hair. I mean, like halfway down his back, like a little girl would have.
She would never let that happen. And even if I defended it and said, you know what, just let him do it. Now, a little kid, that's the parents are deciding that haircut.
Sure.
But if they're older and the kid's deciding what haircut they want, she would be the one that, while I'm not there, would cut the kid's hair at home. You know what I mean?
Like, that's not allowed.
All on the head. She would do it.
Yeah, she would do that. Yeah. So I just find it fascinating that she gets so upset about kids' haircuts, and we would have the only fights we will have over our children are when they get older and what kind of haircut they have or hair color. Because the thing is, I don't care if a kid wants to dye their hair, she would.
What if you wanted to put boys in colors that would be typically girl colors?
Like a pink shirt or something?
We don't really. I mean, I'm not fashionista, so I assume that most of the kids' clothes decisions will be made by Katie. But
for her, is it like little boys should be in blue and little girls should be in pink?
Not necessarily. No,
it's just the haircut.
But that haircut gets her mad.
I would trust that too, because unfortunately, one of the downfalls of working in radio, you know, is especially in the morning. Like, it is possible to go a day without seeing any professional person. So you can come in wearing, like, I'm wearing jeans and a t-shirt. Jen, you're a little bit dressed up.
Well, Jen's always dressed
up. Actually, you look nice. And Melissa's got, like, a hoodie on and a t-shirt and a ball cap. So I think if you have two...
Wendy has on a cute hat.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, Wendy's been stepping it up now. She's...
I mean, yours is cute, but it's a ball cap. Wendy's is a fashion cap.
Okay,
Jeff just skipped right by Wendy, though. I just wanted to say something.
Well, I know, but
Wendy,
I know.
You're cute. Jen, you're cute. Melissa, God, could you do something with yourself?
At least you got some form of compliment or some form
I don't know. But anyway, go ahead.
What I was saying I think if you have you know, two parents, I would trust the one putting the kid in the outfit who is actually out in public. I wouldn't never let a radio person dress the kid.
But the clothes have nothing to do with the conversation. So everything has to do with the hair. I mean, the clothes, I mean, I wouldn't care. I mean, yeah, I don't care. But yeah, so it's just, it's if you are somebody with that shaggy haircut, especially Justin Bieber, if she got Justin Bieber
she'd hold
to
him down.
Herself, she would have shaved his head by now.
hold him down and cut it.
Yes, if he was in studio and she was in studio, she would kidnap him and shave his head.
I remember when I was a kid, I don't think I ever had an issue like with hair. Like, I don't ever remember asking for a certain style haircut. Like, when does that happen for guys as much as it does for girls?
Probably.
Probably not.
Like, I think she would be able to get away with it with a boy because, like, I mean, maybe Justin Bieber's age, but I remember going to Bob's Barbershop with my dad, and I don't think I ever said a word. I think I just sat down, and I think it was a standard issue.
Get the basic
eight-year-old boy haircut.
Yeah.
You know, and then mm-hmm. your hair just naturally parts on one side or the other.
Mm-hmm. They're all fancy.
I also have an enormous head, which would make it difficult for them to
well,
nap.
Well, that's a lot of hair to cover it. Yeah. So.
Like, for Katie Jo, they would, you know, if she's cutting hair, she would put, like, a little soup bowl over the kid's head. With me, they were actually using hubcaps and stuff. Okay, age six.
Tires.
Yes.
Tires.
They would actually go get a tire swing out of there, or an inner tube that you would take down, you know, and go rafting and put it on my head. Well, good luck with the battle that you'll have in several years.
Thanks. Right, exactly.
Here, Bird Show.
Hey guys, Lady Luck here. Are you going on any road trips this summer? I know I'm going to be going on a bunch of road trips. And being that I'm going to be passenger princess, I love playing on SpinQuest.com. SpinQuest has all of my favorite slot games, live blackjack, live craps. Head on over to SpinQuest right now and get yourself a $30 coin pack for just $10.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.